Hello, I am Desiree Coyote. My Indian name is Cups Cups Tamena Tiatipik, and I'm an enrolled member of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation in Mission, Oregon. My mom is Virginia Shalal Shell, who was a member of the Umatilla Indian Reservation also, and my dad is Clifford Allen Sr., an enrolled member of the Nez Perce Tribe from Northern Idaho. I am a peacetime veteran. I joined the United States Army at the age of 17 and was trained in multi-channel communications equipment operator, otherwise known as 31 mic, which was surprising that I did. When I was 17, I was very, very shy. So I don't think that I knew what I was doing when I joined this MOS. While going through AIT, I was corrected one, maybe two times for talking and laughing too much on the radio. So obviously, that brought me out of my shell. I served with the Big Red One until I got out in 1979. The Nez Perce side of our family, both female and male, have a long history of active military. Two of my children are also veterans. I wish to honor my son Ephraim Cruz and my daughter Jenny Trickster, both enrolled members with the Nez Perce Tribe. My son served as a striker out of Fort Lewis, Washington, and my daughter served as a combat bridge engineer in Fort Benning, Georgia, and both served 10 years active, respectively. Both Ephraim and Jenny served two tours each in Operation Iraqi Freedom. And each tour ranged from 13 to 15 months each. As a civilian, knowing that my children were in the war, I stayed away from all media and depended only on my children to let me know how they were doing. I focused on my other children and my work and was happy when both my children returned home so that I'd no longer felt anxious or fearful for where they are. I know they're grown adults, but they are my children. And seeing them back home, I felt a lot of relief. As a family unit, we were honored and proud of them each time they returned from Iraq. The Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation assisted in welcome home ceremonies for both. They are currently civilians and, like their friends, do their best to deal with the experiences. My son is now a wounded warrior. The I Am Not Invisible project provided a rare opportunity for my daughter and I to share. I couldn't help but be emotional during this project. As enrolled tribal members, we are aware of the numbers for Indigenous in the United States military as high. Yet, I feel we are invisible overall. Look at us now. We are still here. I am not invisible.